The revelation that 42 state attorneys general have launched an investigation into OpenAI just days after their confidential IPO filing represents a dramatic escalation in AI governance enforcement. This coordinated action across multiple state jurisdictions suggests serious concerns about OpenAI's business practices, data handling, or disclosure obligations that could significantly impact their public offering timeline.
The timing is particularly striking because it creates regulatory uncertainty precisely when OpenAI is trying to establish their market valuation for public investors. Securities litigation typically focuses on material disclosures, so this investigation likely involves questions about how OpenAI has represented their AI capabilities, safety measures, or competitive position to potential shareholders and the public.
Satya Nadella's warning that AI dominated by few models is unsustainable reflects growing industry recognition that the current concentration of AI capabilities creates systemic risks. Microsoft's CEO is essentially arguing for a more distributed AI ecosystem, which is interesting because Microsoft has been one of the primary beneficiaries of the current concentrated structure through their partnership with OpenAI.
The UK's decision to ban under-16s from social media platforms this week represents one of the most aggressive age verification approaches any major country has attempted. Culture Secretary Nandi's announcement suggests the legislation has already been finalized, which means UK tech companies and international platforms have very little time to implement compliance systems.
Rio de Janeiro's city government open-sourcing a frontier MOTS AI model represents an interesting approach to municipal technology governance. Local governments developing and releasing advanced AI capabilities suggests a democratization of artificial intelligence that could reduce dependence on major tech companies, but it also raises questions about quality control and security when AI development becomes decentralized.
Google's competitive position faces new challenges from their own products, with testing showing that Gemini beats Google Lens for complex visual searches. This internal competition between Google's different AI products illustrates how rapidly the technology landscape is evolving and suggests that even dominant companies struggle to maintain coherent product strategies across multiple AI initiatives.
Rivian's CEO detailing plans to deploy humanoid robots in factories reflects the manufacturing industry's accelerating automation trend. Electric vehicle production has always been more amenable to robotic assembly than traditional automotive manufacturing. So Rivian's robot deployment could demonstrate whether humanoid robotics are ready for complex industrial applications beyond simple repetitive tasks.
The securities class action against Microsoft over alleged AI and Copilot missteps highlights the disclosure challenges technology companies face when developing rapidly evolving capabilities. Investors are essentially arguing that Microsoft misrepresented their AI progress and Azure infrastructure capacity, which could establish important precedents for how AI capabilities must be communicated to shareholders.
Anthropic's Mythos A, successfully completing a Zcash protocol audit without finding new critical bugs, demonstrates advanced AI's potential for financial infrastructure security. This application shows that AI models can perform sophisticated security analysis tasks that typically require specialized human expertise, but it also raises questions about liability when AI systems miss vulnerabilities or provide incorrect security assessments.
The broader pattern across these technology stories suggests we're entering a more regulated and legally complex phase of AI development. Between state investigations, securities litigation, export controls, and age verification requirements, the relatively permissive environment that allowed rapid AI development over the past few years is clearly ending.
What's particularly interesting is how different jurisdictions are taking different approaches to AI governance. The US is focusing on export controls and antitrust enforcement. The UK is emphasizing age protection. Canada is pursuing technological sovereignty. And the EU is developing comprehensive AI safety frameworks. This fragmented regulatory landscape will likely force AI companies to design different products for different markets, which could slow innovation but might improve safety outcomes.